We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad. And last night, Coach, your team taking on the district-leading Osage Green Devils coming to town. And, Coach, a lot to break down in this game because it ended 33-10, but it was not a far game from out of your reach at certain times throughout this game. I know Osage took an early 13-0 lead. Your team came back and was able to nail a pretty long field goal to make it 13-3, and then you guys were able to score to make it a three-point game. Osage, though, goes 20 points unanswered after that to win 33-10. Coach, tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we came out fired up. We were ready to go. You know, being senior night, our seniors were ready. And the underclassmen were playing for those guys, being, you know, last time on our home field. And, you know, we just stayed in it. And then, you know, we just kind of – they caught a couple plays that we really didn't have an answer for, and they kind of pulled away at the end. But, you know, really proud of our guys for how they played and came out and just played tough all game.
And, Coach, you mentioned senior night. We'll talk about all the seniors in a little bit, but I know Abraham able to knock down that 35-yard field goal. It looked like I was kind of watching a little bit at that point. It kind of looked like everybody was excited and pretty happy and pretty cool to see him do that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Abraham came out last year, never played football before in his life, you know, and he's just a good athlete, and he got so much better at kicking the ball from this year to last year. And, you know, just really happy for him to get that moment to kick that field goal.
And the rest of your team, Coach, again, you guys, it was a three-point game there for your team. And it really looked like from the video, it really looked like your team felt, just from watching them, looked like they felt in the game and felt like they could come back and win that game.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we came out, we got some plays made, you know, start the game with a really nice kick return, and then we got a couple turnovers there. And, you know, we were ready to go, and, you know, we've played good teams all year, so so getting down a little bit to a good football team, we weren't scared at that point. We just kept playing and made some plays.
And almost 200 yards of total offense for your team last night, a little bit short of 200 yards. What went right for your offense?
Yeah, you know, we got into some plays that, you know, it's kind of – what we ran a lot last year. You know, we kind of got in the I formation, and, you know, A.J. Touchard, senior fullback linebacker, you know, he ran the ball tough, and he was able to get some big plays when we needed them, and it was just a great effort, and our offensive line played really well, and, you know, that's what we need to do.
And, Coach, we mentioned a couple of times senior nights, so what have these seniors meant to your program?
You know, it's been big, this group. You know, when they came in as a freshman, you know, they didn't have a lot of success at that junior high level, but, you know, they worked hard in the off season and during the season. And, you know, we got, you know, three or four of those guys were varsity players as sophomores. You know, unfortunately, you know, two of them haven't played this year that much, but, you know, it's a good group, and they're going to be greatly missed when they do graduate. But, you know, we got at least one to go here.
Yeah, and Coach, as you mentioned, one game to go, and it's a one that you match up pretty well with in the Forest City Indians. You traveled to Forest City, kind of a little bit of a conference rivalry there, a rivalry between your kids and their kids, and should be a good one to close out the eight-game regular season as you guys travel to Forest City. What are you expecting out of the Indians next week, Coach?
You know, Forest City, they're going to be tough, you know. You know, they got good players up there, and, you know, it's like any of those close conference, you know, type games. You know, it's intensity is going to be cranked up a little bit because you play them in every other sport, so, you know, they know each other well, and, you know, we got to be ready to go and just take it to them every play.
You were able to get past the Indians last year and have beat them for a few years here. Do you feel like Forest City maybe also feels like they could find a victory and feel like they're going to be pretty tough on you, trying to get some revenge over the last couple of years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, in those kind of games, you know, you feel like you're either due or you need to keep it rolling. You know, and everyone has got a shot in those games. It's going to be close, and, you know, we got to every snap, we got to focus in and do our job, and we just got to, you know, play together as one and get after it.
kind of fun, both quarterbacks for both teams, kind of sophomores and guys that have been going against each other in different sports. So it'd be kind of cool to see the two young quarterbacks going head-to-head.
Yeah, it would definitely be fun. You know, at this point of the year, you know, sophomores are really juniors in my mind because they've got a lot of reps and out there. So, I mean, their quarterback's a good player. He throws the ball well, you know, so we got to play good defense against him, and then an offense, you know, just let Lane make plays that he's able to make, and we'll be in good shape.
All righty, Coach. We'll wish you luck against the Indians next week, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
All right, thank you.
That was Garner Hayfield Ventura head football coach Brandon Camrad.